charity at the moment.
Dalad Kislev, Monday the 16th of November, Mr. Jonathan Halberstadt, Kudisha Sabayis, Bizman Hazer. Kudisha Hamikdosh, Bizman Hazer. May or may not be.
Shuls, good morning. The advantage of being a TBC is I didn't have to provide a photograph. The beginning of this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu is on the way to Choron, but he passes by, he stops by Yifka Bamokom, he comes to the place, which we'll see in a minute, it's the Mokom HaMikdosh, and he goes to sleep, he has a nevuah. One of the things I told him in the nevuah, Dalad Golias, various other things. Then it says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnah, so he woke up from his sleep. Vayomer, he said, Ochei Yish Hashem, Bamokom Hazeh, Hashem is surely in this place, Vanochi Lo Yodoti, I didn't know that. Vayiro Vayomer, and he had Moro, and he said, Manoiro Amokom Hazeh, Ein Zeh Kim Beis Elokim Vezeh Shah Hashemoyim. This must be the Beis Hashem and the Shah Hashemoyim. So Rashi brings, the Gemara in Psochim derives it from the fact he said, Beis Elokim, we're talking here about the Mokom HaMikdosh. Yaakov Avinu was in the Mokom HaMikdosh, and he woke up and he said, I'm in the Mokom HaMikdosh, I shouldn't have gone to sleep here, because this is a place, there's a din of Mur HaMikdosh, you've got to behave in a proper way when you're in the Beis HaMikdosh. So therefore, he now understood that this is where he was. So I thought it would be a Dover Beit HaMartov, not only the Sedra, but also a little bit what's going on in Yerushalayim. And we'll see also a little bit Halacha L'maaseh, very Nogea Fas and Chutz La'aretz, speak a little bit about the Inyan of Kedushas HaMikdosh Bizman Hazeh. It's a massive Inyan, just take out one or two Nukudas. Start of a Posuk in Chukas. The din is, beginning of Chukas, of course, to talk about Pora Adumo and how a Tomei Mace becomes Toho. So the Posuk says, what happens if somebody didn't? V'isha she yitmo v'lo yischato, didn't go through all the tar or process with Pora Adumo, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh, v'nechroso anevsha hi mitocha koho, chas v'sholom, he'd be chayv kores. A Tomei Mace, amazing, who goes into the Mokom HaMikdosh, will be chayv kores. A goy can't even go much before that. No, I don't think so. Goy can't go before that. Goy got in dissolved first, aren't they? So, sorry. This din is paskin in the Rambam, Hilchas Bias Mikdosh, Perek Gimel, where the Rambam says, Tomei shenichnas lemikdosh bemezid onush koris. Brings a slightly different posuk. So the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? So there's a very famous Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Vov. It's a few halachas, at the end of Yud Dalad, it says that Kedusha Rishono, Shekitzo Shloimo, he was Mekadosh, the Azorah, Yushalayim, and it's Kiddush L'Osid Lovod. Lefichok, says the Rambam, Makrivin a korbonus kulon, you could be makriv the korbonus afa pishen bais bonui. In theory, lots of practical drawbacks, as we'll see. But in theory, the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash is still there, because the Rambam holds the kedusha is various other halachas. This is all based on Gomorrah. She kedusha rishona kitchul shatav kitchul osid lovel. So now the Rambam asks a kasha on himself, because the Rambam holds when it comes to trumas and masras in the next halacha tezayin, he quotes. He holds Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shatov, no Kitchel Osid Lovon. So they accept Kedushas Ezra afterwards, but so therefore, why is it with Mikdosh that the Rambam holds Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shatov, the Kitchel Osid Lovon? For Loma Ani Omer, but Mikdosh Mishalayim, Kedusha Rishona Kedushan Osid Lovon, Kedusha Shah Eretz Yisrael, and otherwise I don't say that. So he says, because the Kedusha of the Mikdosh in Yerushalayim is B'nei HaShchina, Shchina Eino B'Teilo. So he says, it's because of Shchina, and Shchina is never bottled. And therefore, if we go back to the halacha in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh, the Rambam doesn't make a distinction between time of the Mikdosh and Bezvan Azeh. If someone, Chas V'Shalom, is a Tomei Meis and goes into the Beis HaMikdosh, then he is Chayv Kores. And, however, the Ravid, also a very famous Ravid, on the spot there in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, holds Kedusha Rishona Kitchelos out of Lo Kitchelos Idlova. And he argues with the Rambam from various points, and he finishes off, Loch Lefichoch, Hanichnos, Ato, Shom, Einbo Koris. Somebody goes today into the Mokom HaMikdosh, there's no Koris. That's what the Ravid says. We'll come back and meet Hashem to the Ravid. What's the Halocha? Got Machlokas Rishonim. So after Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tovkuf Samach Aleph, there's a din about what you do when you see Ore Yehuda and Yushalayim in the Mikdash Buchu Bonon, various psukim we say, Te Kriya, various halochas. So it says in halocha base. So it says, Horoya Yushalayim, Buchu Bonon, he says certain things, and he sees the base of Mikdash, he says, etc. So the Mishnah Brurin, Sivkot and Hay, quickly picks up on a point here, because you might think, I mean, when we're Roya Ore Yehuda, we can go into Ore Yehuda. You go into Yerushalayim, you can go into Yerushalayim. So you might think, Horoya, the base of Mikdosh, you can go in the base of Mikdosh. And when you go in, you'll say these and these psukim. So very quickly comes the Mishnah Brura to say about Nichnas today, Ato, Lamokam HaMikdosh Chayv Koris. Why? Shekulon Tomei Mason. We're all Tomei Mason. So we can't go there. Ukdusha Rishon, Kitchel Shatam, Kitchel Asid Lovoy, Morgan Avrom, which is, of course, based on the Rambam. And he says, what I wrote there. Everyone knows the Chofetz Chaim wrote a big set of Sforim on the Kol Shi Masechtas, sort of acting a bit like the Rif. And there he's Marich on this Inyan, and he brings a whole list of Rishonim who hold like the Rambam. So he says, Avad al Alochas like the Rambam, that Bizman Azer, Chas Shon, Tom in Mace goes in there, is Chayv Koris. We don't pass him like the Ravid. And it's interesting that, of course, when this first became practicable again, which was after the Six-Day War, there was a major cruise of the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael, which included the then chief rabbis and included Gedolei Yisrael, Dan Abramsky, Rav Elyoshev, Rav Shlomo Zalman, a whole list of Dayonim and Rosh Yeshivas, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, 50 at least signatures on this cruise saying, Boch Hashem, we've got this Mokum back, but Chas V'Sholom, no one should go up there, and it's Chas Shomer Shailav Chayv Koris, etc., etc. And could be, we'll come back to that. Right. So the question, though, is that's the halacha l'maaseh. What is the shitta of the Ravid? Because the poskim point out here, superficially, if we looked at the Ravid, it would look as if the Ravid is saying, I don't hold Kedusha Rishona Kitcha Lasid Lovo, and therefore there's no Kedusha, so all right. So if, even if we're not worried anymore about Tomei Meis. There are other shilas, of course, about Harabais and Zov. Tumazov won't get to that. Come back to that maybe. So, but if you're Madaik carefully in Losh and the Ravid says, Lochain Hanichnas Ato Shom Ein Bo Koris. There's no Koris. He doesn't say it's Mutter to go, he says there's no Koris. Looks like it's Osa, but there's no Koris. And of course, Monofsof, that needs to be explained. Because if I hold out the Rambam, then the Kedusha is still there, and Chas V'Shalom Tomei Meis goes in, it's Chayv Koris. And if I hold there's no Kedusha, there's no Kedusha. So if there's no Koris, there's nothing. So where's this middle ground? The Ravid said it's Osa, but nevertheless, there's no Koris. So on that, there's a beautiful Biur. Various biurim, but a beautiful biur of Rav Zolti. Rav Zolti, Zichron of Rocha, was the Rav in Yerushalayim. It granted was his yahrzeit just last week. And he says like this. We find a stira in a Makoros about Kedushas Yerushalayim. We quoted before from the Rambam, that the Rambam said that Shlomo HaMelech, Kedushas Shlomo, was Shlomo HaMelech, who was Makdish, brought the Kedusha, Bekadish, the Beis HaMikdosh. And this is actually psukim. It's in Melochim Aleph, Perek Ches, long description about what Shlomo HaMelech did with the people during the Sukkot time, and they brought many korbanos, all to be Magdish, the Beis HaMikdosh, Bekadosh, the Azor, and so on. Mitzad Sheni, there's a whole sukkim in Zvochim, Daf Kaf Dalet, It's talking about Gudisha's Horitzpah in the Azor, and if you're standing, you have to, there shouldn't be a Chatzitza between, and so on. And it says that David HaMelech was Mekadish, the Ritzpah of the Mikdash. So, that looks like a stira. How do you say David HaMelech? I've got Psukim, I've got other Mekoris, it's Shlomo HaMelech. So, is it David HaMelech? Is it Shlomo HaMelech? Of course, in David HaMelech's time, there was no building. We're just talking about the actual floor, the mock. So he says like this. In Parshas Nosoi, beginning of Perek Hay, it says like this. V'adabe Hashem l'moshe leimot. Tzavaz b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'chol zov. You should v'chol tomei lo nefesh. So we're reckoning out here three types of tumor. Metzora, zov, which includes balkeri, and tomei lo nefesh is a tomei meis. You've got to send them out of the machane, out of the machane, and there's a laugh, they shouldn't be metame machaneim, asher ani shechin b'seichon. So the Gemara in Psochim says that I have the word mach, I've got three types of tumah, and I've got the word machane three times. So there are three different dinim for the three types of tumah. Someone who's a metzora, that's the most serious of all. A metzora gets sent out completely out of all machanas. In the Midbar, you had three machanos. You had Machane Yisrael, that was a whole Jewish encampment. You had Machane Leviah, that's the Levim who encamped around the Mishkan. And then, right in the middle, you had the Mishkan, that's Machane Shechina. So a Metzora, he has to go out of all the camps, all three, Bodod Yeshiv, completely outside even Machane Yisrael. A Zov is allowed in Machane Yisrael, but he's not allowed in Machane Leviah. He couldn't be in the Machane Levi. And a Tomei Meis was even allowed in the Machane Levi, and Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu took Atzmas Yosef with him. So, you'll be a Tomei Meis for some of the time. So therefore, but that's Mutta in Machane Leviah, but not in Machane Shechina. A Tomei Meis can't go in the Machane Shechina. So, three levels of Tumah, and three different dinim legabe machanas. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Beis Abachira, based on the Gemara in Zvochim, that the three machanos in the Midbar were paralleled in Yerushalayim. The whole of Yerushalayim is like Machane Yisrael. So if someone, Chasson, would be a Metzora, he'd have to go out. In fact, he'd have to go out of any walled city. And that's what it says, beginning of Haftorah of Metzora, there were these four Metzoroim standing Pesach or Ir. Why were they Pesach? They couldn't go in because it was a walled city. So, and Yerushalayim, Bechlal, that's got Din Machane Yisrael, Metzora has to be out. A Zov, of course, could be in Yerushalayim, but he mustn't go onto Har HaBayis. That's like Machane Leviah. It's another reason why Har HaBayis nowadays is off limits. And, because it includes Balkeri. And the third is Tomei Meis. That is the Azoro with the Beis HaMikdosh. That is considered like Machane Shechina. So that parallels the three machanos in the middle. So that's what Rav Zolti calls, that's Kedushas Mokum. You've got three Machanos, that's Kedushas Mokum. Machane Yisrael, Machane Leviah, Machane Shechina, or Yerushalayim, Har HaBayis, and the Azor. Then he says, there's Kedushas Mikdosh. Kedushas Mikdosh, which is when you built the buildings. When they set up the buildings at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, then you got a Kedusha of the Mikdosh itself. And that, he says, is different from Kedushas HaMachanos. The Rambam, again, this is based on Mishnah in Kelim, in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Beis Abachira, reckons out the Eser Kedushas. And he says quite clearly that, for example, the Kedusha of the Heichol, the building, is much bigger than the Kedusha of the Azora. And the Kedusha of Kodesh Kodoshim is even bigger still. So, and that's what Rav Zolti refers to, that's called Kedushas HaMikdosh. And in Kedushas HaMikdosh, we see there's a difference. One of the differences between Kedushas HaMachanos, and Kedushas, which is Kedushas Mokum, and Kedushas HaMikdosh, which is related to the buildings, is that Kedushas HaMachaneh, Machaneh Shechina, let's say, which applies to the whole Azorah and the Mikdosh, is uniform. Wherever you are, that's Kedushas Shechina HaMachaneh. But when you talk about Kedushas HaMikdosh, they're chilukim. There's the Azorah, there's the Heichol, there's the Kodesh Kedoshim. So, for example, Kohen Gadol couldn't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim any time he liked. Of course, he could go into the Heichol any time he liked. Yisroel can go a certain place, Toha, of course, can go a certain place into the Azorah, but not further. Kohanim can go further. There are different levels of Kedusha Kedushas HaMikdosh is Choluk Gufa. So he says like this. There are two Kedushas. There's the Kedusha of Dovid HaMelech, and there's the Kedusha of Shlomo HaMelech. Kedushas Dovid HaMelech, there's no building. Kedushas Dovid HaMelech brought in the Kedushas HaMokum. He instituted, brought down, was Mesakum, was Mekadesh, Kedushas HaMokum. Shlomo HaMelech, once, which was the time when the buildings were constructed, he put down the additional Kedusha of Kedushas Mikdosh. Therefore, the Rivet Shitta is, Bezman HaZeh, we no longer have the buildings. Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed. The buildings are gone. So what's gone, according to the Rivet, is Kedushas HaMikdosh. But Kedushas HaMachanus is still there. Therefore, it says like this, if a person, Chas Shalom, a Tomei Meis, were today, according to the Rivet, go into the Azorah, or the Beis HaMikdosh, then he would be over Kedushas HaMachanus, because that's still there. And that's a losa say of Velo Yitamus Machanehem. You mustn't go into the Machaneh Shechina. But Kores there won't be. Why not? Because Kores, as we saw at the beginning, is learned from Parshas Chukas, from a pasuk which says, Ki es Mikdash Hashem Timei. He was Matame the Mikdash. That's where there's a Chi of Kores. Therefore, he says, as a result, the Shittas HaRivet is, that Bizman HaZeh, there's no Kedushas Mikdash, only Kedushas Machne. So you can't go in. But he says, HaNichnas Bo, Ein Bo Kores. There's no Kores, because there's no Kedushas Mikdash. But there's still, Chas V'Sholem, Alav, of Lo Yitamus Machaneim, even like the Rivet. But as we said before, Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings, and many Poskim follow, and themselves, because there's this whole list of Rishonim, and Sugyas, Pashtus HaSugyas, is Mashma like the Rambam, in various places, and therefore we hold Chas Sholem that even be a Chi of Kores. Now, there are important Nafkaminas for us too. Oh, just one Nakuda before we get to the Halacha L'maaseh, and that is this. Perhaps we can say Pshat, according to the Rambam, the Pesukim we started with here in this week's Setra. Because the question is, Yaakov Avinu is lying here in the Mokom HaMikdash, Ooh, Ochein, I didn't realize it's Yish Hashem HaMokom HaZeh, Manorah HaMokom HaZeh, and he was worried about the Mokom, it's Mor HaMikdash. But the Chura, there's no Beis HaMikdash yet. What Mokom HaMikdash? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash was first, Shlomo HaMelech, Dovid HaMelech. What's the Indian here of Manorah HaMokom HaZeh? But according to the Rambam, I've asked a few people this Heora and made a suggestion, and so far no one's objected to it. And that is, the Rambam learns, where does Kedushas HaMikdash come from? It's not Tolui. Of course the Gemara says, and we learn it from Psukim, you have to go through a whole Mahalach in order to be able to bring Korbonos and But soft, the Mokum HaMikdosh, the Kedusha of the Mokum HaMikdosh comes because there's Shechina there. If there's Shechina there, there can be Shechina there since the time of Odom HaRishon. The Rambam writes, based on Chazal, that Odom HaRishon brought his Korban there, and Noach brought his Korban there, and that's how the Arkada took place, and it's the Har, it's the Soda, it's the Bias of the Ovis. So therefore, it's quite possible that the Shechina aspect of the Mokum HaMikdosh can be there since the time of Odom HaRishon. And therefore, it's just like it's not bottled afterwards, it's already been there, Misheshis Mei Bereshis. And therefore, Efsa, that's Pshat, in the Pesukim, that Yaakov Avinu woke up and he said, Vayoma Ochen Yish Hashem Bamokom HaZeh. There's a Mokom Shechina. Oh, in that case, Manorah HaMokom HaZeh in Zekim Beis Elokim. It's got a Din HaMikdosh already, even before the Zman that the Beis HaMikdosh was already built. I'm sorry? The Beres Chazal, for example, at the time the Arkada, or the Avraham Avinu was considered like a Kohen Godel, all sorts of Torah about that. It's not so posh at all. Well, the Ovos kept the Torah. We don't know what they were able to do, what they weren't able to do. But Lechura, at least a Bechina of Shechina, as Mokom HaMikdash there already was.
Your Pshat fits in better with the Rivet then.
Why?
Well, because the Rivet says that it's the Mokom. Okay. The Dovid HaMelech was Mekadesh.
No, I understand. No, forget. It fits like the Rambam, because according to the Rivet is bottle, if there's no binyan. He doesn't go with the vault of the Rambam, that there's Shechina. It's the Shechina that's the primary vault. Forget, it's like the Rambam. There's a Gemara in Megillah, of Taftes. And the Gemara says, Posuk in Cheskel, For Ehilohem leMikdash Ma'at. After the time of Chumash Beis HaMikdash, which we have to understand, had been standing for hundreds of years and was a mokum of Shechina, and you could see Nisim, and it's gone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yecheskel sent a Nechoma. What's that Nechoma? For Ehilohem leMikdash Ma'at. Where's this Mikdash Ma'at? Says the Gemara in Megillah. That is Eilu Botei Knesius Botei Midrash Sheba Bovel. A Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara, is a Mikdash Ma'at. Now we've seen here that they're dinim about Beis HaMikdash. There's a din of Merah Mikdash. Merah Mikdash and Rambam says, it's based on Gemaras, you can't just walk into the Beis HaMikdash. You've got to be careful what you're wearing. You've got to be careful how you're dressed. You've got to be careful how you behave. So if so, we would expect the same will apply then to Beis HaKnesses. But Kachave, in Simon Kuf Nun Aleph, just read a little bit, it says, Botei Knesses, Botei Midrashes, Ein Noagin Bein Kalas Rosh. Got to be careful. Sicha Betela. And shyness about whether you can eat, can't eat, depends, based on Knesset, based on Medrash, Heterin, not Heter, what was the original Kavona when they made it, and so on. But it's not so simple. And the Mishnah Berurah says, where's this come from? Ki hei mikroim mikdash ma'at. Kamo dechsiv, brings the apostle, vo'elam mikdash ma'at. And with the mikdash, it says, as mikdash haiti roll. So therefore, there's a dinner, mura mikdash, if a basic Knesset is a mikdash ma'at, and if a based on Medrash is a mikdash ma'at, then the certain dinim would apply. And what's more, in the Sif Yud it says, Afilu la'acha shechorvu adayin heim b'kdushoson. So if you've got a shul, Nebuch, let's say, everyone's moved away, it's closed down, or whatever it is, it's an abandoned building, maybe even in disrepair, it's still, you can't use it for playing football. It's still b'chobonon, it's still got, it's in of kedusha, it's also based on the Gemara, and the Gemara learns it from a posuk in b'chukosai, v'hashimosi es mikdash sheichem, even when it's hashimosi, it's still called mikdash sheichem. Now that's a posuk about the mikdosh. But it's also a posuk which applies, therefore, in parallel to Botei Knesses. About Sicha Betela, I just point out, everyone can look it up themselves. It's not so poshut. We're not talking about talking during davening. This is an important point to understand. Everyone knows that you shouldn't talk during davening. But we're not talking about that. We're talking you come before davening, or it's after davening, there's nobody there. It's still, you've got to be careful what you talk about. You know, stung, you know, what you're doing, or this, that, the other, or school, various sporting activities, and I think the chura that is out because of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, even there's nobody else there besides you and your friend.
If the shul was sold,
it's a whole question, a whole perek, the beginning, fourth perek of Megillah, Ein Shor. Now, however, there is also a very positive tzad to this. A positive tzad to the fact that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Kedushas Beis HaMedrash have got a din, they're like a Mikdash Ma'at. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the future, he's going to expand Yerushalayim very greatly. It's learnt on Pesukim. And the Mashor brings a Medrash that Yerushalayim will expand to be the size of Eretz Yisrael, and the Mikdash will expand to be the size of current Yerushalayim. Brings that medrash. Come back to that in a minute. It occurred to me with this medrash, everyone can say pshat, in the last verse, beginning of the last verse of Tzur Mishaloi, on Friday, the Zmira on Friday night, where we say, Yibone HaMikdosh, Ir Tzion Tamale. Rebuild the base HaMikdosh, Ir Tzion Tamale. Now, what fill it with what? Doesn't say. What are you going to fill? Ir Tzion Yerushalayim. What are you going to fill it with? So many Mephoshim say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and others, means with Klal Yisrael, with Yidden. It's not going to be a mixture is, unfortunately, today, all sorts of people. In Yerushalayim, it's going to be Yireim, Yishleimim, it's going to be Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael, Hashem's people. That's what it's going to be filled with. But Efsa, called with this medrash, we can say, Yibone HaMikdosh, Irtzion Tamale, going to fill Yerushalayim with the Mikdosh. Yibone HaMikdosh, Irtzion Tamale, the Mikdosh is going to fill Yerushalayim, because the Marshal says, from the medrash, that it will extend. So the question is, where are they going to go? All these Botei Knesses and Botei Midrashes, where are they going to go? They're going to go, it says, the Gemara says, Asidin, they're going to go and they're going to be fixed. I'm sorry, I didn't mention that. The Gemara says in Megillah again, same daf, that the Botei Knesses and Botei Midrashes are going to move to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Where are they going to go? Oh, perhaps people will want to choose where they'd like to cite their own shul, you know, it's going to be. So that Marshal in Megillah quotes the same Medrash again. And he says, Why is it that the Beis Hamikdash is going to expand and be so big? He says, because all the Bate Knesses, the Bate Midrashes, are effectively going to be joined on to where the Beis Hamikdash is. And he learns Pshat in Tehillim Kuf Kaf Beis, where it says, he learns like this, Shia Ma'ala Sadova. He doesn't say why that is, but it's Poshet, because it says they're a Mikdash Ma'at. So if they're the Mikdash Ma'at, they're going to join on to the Beis Hamikdash HaGodol Osid. I was happy when they said Beis Hashem Nelech. So he learns Pshat. Now it's David. David HaMelech, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. So what's Samachti? So the Gemara has droshes about what it means. But he says, it's talking about Golos. We're talking about the time of Golos. So what are you so happy about? Beis Hashem Nelech? Yes, I'm going to Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses, which is like a Mikdash Ma'at. So what? That's like being mamish in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Why is that? Because Yerushalayim habnuyo, when Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt, it's going to be she'ishechubro lo yachtov. There's going to be a big chibur. There's going to be a big joining together of the Bate Knesses, the Bate Midrashes of Chutz La'aretz with the Mikdash. Therefore, even now when I'm in those Bate Knesses, but in Chutz La'aretz, it's as if I'm in the Mokom HaMikdash. That's how it finishes off there. And perhaps we want to just finish with one pasuk in Tehillim. We say that it says Yimloich Hashem laOlam elokayich tzion ledovah dar haleluko. So the Gaon, I haven't got time to expand on the various places. He says there's a difference between laOlam and dovah dar. LaOlam means laOsid lover. Something's going to happen. LaOsid, you say, like we say Malchus or Malchus koloilomim. That's Malchus Shemaim laOsid lover. Memshal tochov, another famous thought of the Gaon, ledovah dar. So Yimloich Hashem laOlam means the Malchus Shemaim will be in his galah laOlam laOsid lover. But Elokayich Tzion, Hashem is already Elokayich Tzion, Lodov Vodov, Basmanazel. Especially like the Rambam says, because the Shechina is still there. So Mietz Hashem, if we're careful with our Bate Knesses, the Bate Midrashas, they should be the ones that go and join them with the Beis HaMikdash and Mietz Hashem. And we should all be Zoicha B'korov to the B'ez Gol Tzedek, B'ni Beis HaMikdash, and every Amen.